In A League of Their Own, the fictionalized story of the World War II All-American Girls Professional League, Tom Hanks delivers one of the most memorable lines in movie's history. Playing the foul-mouthed alcoholic Jimmy Dugan, the manager of the Rockford Peaches, he at one point verbally abuses Evelyn, his right fielder, who gets so upset that she starts crying. Dugan reacts.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
This past Father's Day, my daughter Amy and son-in-law Dean gave me a jersey that read, "Ashley, there is a lot of crying in baseball." Pictured with the altar line from A League of Their Own was the Pittsburgh Pirates logo. The pirate on the logo has a tear falling from his eye. During my ball-playing years in Pittsburgh, I wore lots of jerseys, but mostly when I gave up baseball and started playing softball. In my Pittsburgh softball days, I played for a variety of teams sponsored by beer joints with ethnic names like the Lithuanian Kalkis, the Polish Cthulhas, and the Italian Tambellinis, but the most memorable jersey was the one I wore, however briefly, for a sponsor from a beer joint that had an upscale name, but was hardly upscale. After our Southside Black Sheep won the championship of the citywide Honest Wagner League, Mo, a squat, bulldog-faced owner of the Club Cafe, thought he could cash in on our success and popularity by sponsoring our team. A few games into the season, Mo also thought he'd make even more money by holding a raffle at one of our softball games. When we refused to sell tickets, he dropped his sponsorship and took back his uniforms. No doubt, my Club Cafe jersey ended up being used by Mo as a bar rag. I still have a few softball jerseys tucked away in a drawer, including the last one that I wore for a team in the Carbondale Park District and the Tri-County Leagues. It was my wife Anita's favorite jersey because it had Peterson lettered on the back of the jersey. She actually wore the jersey and softball pants for Halloween when she was teaching at Unity Point, and the uniform never looked better. My most prized jerseys are the ones that I receive for running in the Pittsburgh Marathon. I have 10 Pittsburgh Marathon jerseys, beginning with the jersey from my first run in 2010 at the age of 71. My favorite Pittsburgh Marathon jersey was my last one in 2019. It has a circular design featuring all the neighborhoods that I ran through, many of which have fields where I played baseball and softball, including the working class South Side where I grew up. I don't remember ever crying in baseball, though a few bad hops hit me in the part of my anatomy that brought tears to my eyes. I also have to admit that I tear up at the ending of Field of Dreams when Ray Kinsella asks his ghostly father for a game of catch.
Good night, Ray. Good night, John. Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
When Anita walks into the living room and I'm crying, she shakes her head and mutters, "Field of Dreams." As for my parts, they've given me plenty of reasons and seasons to cry, including 20 losing seasons in a row.
And just to give you an idea how long that was, Bryce Harper, when that streak started, Bryce Harper was not alive. He had not been born yet. When that streak ended, Bryce Harper had already been named to multiple All-Star teams in the major leagues. So you know, we're talking generations, kids being born during the streak and being in college by the time that they saw the Pirates even break 500. So pretty miserable.
But given a choice of crying or laughing, I'd rather laugh at my bumbling boys of summer than cry over their losing ways. Watching my Pirates over the years has been the stuff of tragedy, but I'd rather think I've been watching a comedy of errors. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.